Alright folks, welcome back to Spartan Mental Gym. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, and let me tell you, today's workout is all about letting loose, in a good way. You know that feeling when emotions are bubbling up inside, like a pressure cooker about to blow? Ever feel like you need to bottle it all up for fear of judgment or backlash? Well, guess what? That's not healthy. We gotta create a safe space for those feelings, for ourselves and the people around us. This isn't just some touchy-feely self-help stuff, folks. It's about building resilience, strengthening relationships, and becoming more emotionally intelligent, which ultimately makes you a better leader, friend, and all-around badass. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Hutter, that sounds great, but how do I actually do it? And trust me, I've got you covered. We're breaking down 5 key takeaways that will help you build your own emotional safe space, step by step. First up, practice active listening. This isn't just about hearing words, it's about truly understanding the emotions behind them. Make eye contact, nod your head, and ask clarifying questions. Let people know you're present and genuinely interested in what they have to say, even if it's tough to hear. Next up, vulnerability is your superpower. I know, bearing your soul can feel terrifying. But trust me, it's the most courageous thing you can do. When you open up and share your own struggles and feelings, you create a ripple effect. It shows others that it's okay to be vulnerable too, and it fosters deeper connections. Now, here's one I preach all the time. Mindful communication is key. Think before you speak, choose your words carefully, and focus on expressing your needs and feelings without blaming or attacking. Remember, I feel, statements are your best friend. Instead of saying, you always make me feel bad, try something like, I feel hurt when that happens. See the difference? It's about owning your emotions and taking responsibility for your own experience. Number 4, set boundaries with love. This doesn't mean being closed off or shutting people out. It means clearly communicating your needs and limits in a respectful way. Learn to say no when you need to, protect your emotional energy, and surround yourself with people who support and respect your boundaries. Last but not least, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and feels a range of emotions. Treat yourself with the same understanding and acceptance you would offer a close friend. Ever feel like you're constantly trying to put on a brave face? Like you can't let anyone see your true feelings because it might make you look weak or vulnerable? That's what happens when we don't create a safe space for emotional expression. But here's the thing. Vulnerability is actually strength in disguise. It takes courage to be honest about how we feel, to show up authentically, and to let others see the real us, flaws and all. Think about it this way. Imagine you're holding a heavy weight. That's your bottled up emotions. If you keep carrying it around, it's going to weigh you down, make it harder to move forward, and eventually, it might even break. But if you find a safe space to let go of that weight, you can finally breathe, feel lighter, and start moving freely again. That's what building a safe space for emotional expression is all about, creating a place where we can release those heavy feelings, connect with others on a deeper level, and ultimately become stronger and more resilient individuals. So remember, folks, emotions are not your enemy. They're just part of the human experience. Embrace them, explore them, and find ways to express them in healthy and constructive ways. You'll be amazed at what you discover about yourself and the world around you. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these insights. Let's create a ripple effect of emotional safety and support together.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.